Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram, and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. This is my overview for the waning half of the lunar cycle, taking us from the incredibly complex full moon in Cancer eclipse, Saturn-Pluto conjunction, Uranus station, and a couple other things. Oh, Mercury-Kazemi, that too. On through the waning, the darkening moon to the new moon in Aquarius, 4 degrees of Aquarius, January 24th. Now, we have had our new year according to the calendar that we use. And yet, considering how much releasing work has been going on, I think it would be quite reasonable to say that the new moon in Aquarius that we are heading toward may well feel more like the beginning of a new cycle than the new year did on the 1st of January. That when we get to that 4 degrees Aquarius sun-moon conjunction, when you see that chart, it looks like a fresh beginning, not a clean slate by any means. We've been through too much, learned too much, let go of too much for that. And yet, I don't think it's too much to say that the coming new moon in Aquarius will feel like the beginning of this new year. So what are we going to be doing before we get to that point? Part of it is going to depend on what you yourself experienced during the full moon, conjunction, Kazemi, all that stuff, because that is your point of information, your point of clarity, potentially at least pointing to the areas of life that you are meant to be working on at this point. And I'll say more about that as we get into the waning cycle overview.
Thank you.
We are already in the disseminating moon cycle, which began with a Virgo moon on Monday, January 13th at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All day Monday, we were still within that full moon phase, experiencing the intensity, the illumination that we had. And then we moved into a disseminating phase with a Virgo moon, and it was like, okay, what are we doing? Virgo likes details. Virgo likes plans and lists and things to check off. And there was a bit too much of that going on for things to look tidy already. Disseminating moons are meant to be times of sharing. And as I wrote in the post that I put up, what we might have felt like sharing, what we may still feel like sharing, is what fears have come up, what anxieties have come up, and where we're at with all that we do not yet know. So within that disseminating phase, we've already reached the waning trine. And that really was a moment of taking the deep breath, feeling our feet firm and solid on the ground, and realizing that there's a good possibility that even if we don't know all the things, it'll still be okay. That waning trine arrived early this morning, Wednesday, January 15th at 1:40 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we woke up perhaps this morning. If you are in or close to my time zone, you woke up this morning with a feeling perhaps of peace, of being settled, of being less pulled around by all the things going on. What we're coming up to next is a last quarter moon in which the moon will be in Libra. And with all the clumping together in Capricorn, whenever we get anything in a cardinal sign, we get a square and more. This is what the last quarter moon is, after all, is a square between the sun and moon. It will arrive on Friday in the morning, just before 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So the sun and moon are square, but naturally that means that the moon is squaring all of the late Capricorn stuff. And because the moon is opposing Eris in late Aries, what we actually have is a T-square. And we're going to feel that pressure to look at crises, look at all the things happening, and figure out what we need to do about it in Capricorn, where we need to draw the line, where we need to find the power, where we need to say that it's going to go this far, whatever, all the Capricorn stuff. When what the Libra moon wants to do is find that balance point, find that place from which we can move the world. So the challenge of the last quarter is going to be to stay centered, to find our unique center and hold it in the face of everything else going on. On Sunday, January 19th, in the afternoon, 4:22 p.m., we reach the waning sextile. This is another moment when we get some insight, when we get something to grab onto. And at this point, that moon is going to be in Scorpio, telling us, drawing us deeper within. From Scorpio, it's the trines and the sextiles that will be important in this chart, a feeling of connection. And yet when we have a moon in Scorpio and it's connecting to lots of stuff in late Capricorn, this is not superficial. This is not easygoing. This is a chance to get deep and go deeper. We reached the balsamic moon on the 20th of January at about 9:30 in the evening, Eastern Standard Time. The balsamic moon is a very dark moon. Normally, we think of it as a time of going within, sequestering, releasing, preparing for the new moon to come. And yet, this balsamic moon is in Sagittarius, is just past a conjunction with Mars, is squaring Neptune in Pisces, and therefore, earlier in the day, would also have had a square to Venus. So this is a moon on a journey. This is a moon ready to explore new territory. This is a moon ready to get philosophical. It could be confusing. We could really want to go with the Piscean vibe and zone out, not do anything. And yet the combination of Sagittarius and Pisces invites us on a spiritual journey. So if you're going to zone out at the balsamic moon, make it meditative. Make it a vision quest. Make it a journey, something meaningful that is really going to clear out some of the cobwebs of everything we've been through all the months and honestly the last couple of years of working through very deep Capricornian links to our past, family legacies, and much deeper timelines. So this balsamic moon has the potential to feel more active in certain ways than some balsamic moons might. Yet the goal is the same, to clear away what is no longer needed, what we can set aside, what we're finished with, so that we are ready to pick up the challenge of the new moon in Aquarius when it arrives on January the 24th. We're on a journey this whole time. It's going to feel slower. It's going to feel plodding, perhaps, at times. But look ahead, and you will see coming very soon a time when we're all going to feel wind under our wings, lifting us to new heights to see what's ahead with more clarity than we've been able to attain recently. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, inviting you to take the steps you need to take on your own journey. I don't know what your experience was in and around this very intense full moon. I can tell you that what came up for me was totally in line with the energies of the time, the past. Issues around power, issues around boundaries. And yet, the specifics that emerged for me are nothing like what I expected. I'm looking forward to exploring them. I'm looking forward to releasing past patterns. But we're all in the same situation. What came up, hopefully, is something you recognize, you can work with, you can learn from. And while it may be on theme, was likely not quite what you had in mind. This, of course, is because Uranus is involved, always there, changing all the things, and we're ready for it. So join me on the journey to this next new moon, and I'll meet you there. As always, thank you for listening.